A bill making its way through Congress would set the L Fund as the default investment for new enrollees in the Thrift Savings Plan. L stands for life cycle. The idea is to change your investment mix as you go through the stages of life. Joining us to explain how it works, certified financial planner and investment manager Art Stein. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so describe the concept of life cycle investing. What does it mean in general?
Well, the life cycle funds are a way to change the allocation of your investments between the five traditional TSP funds, the F, G, C, S, and I funds. And the life cycle funds start out as being 90% in the stock funds, the CS and I fund. And then over time, up until their what's called their target date, they gradually shift money out of the stock funds, mainly into the G fund, the government securities fund. So at the target date, for instance, 2040, 2050, 2030, the fund becomes what's called the L income fund. And at that point, it's a very conservative investment mix of 74% in the G fund, 6% in S, and the other 20% in the C and the S and the I funds.
Because the idea is as you age, you should be less, take on less risk, right? You need that money in hand as opposed to letting it fly in the stock market where there are very much highs and lows, and it could be either extreme at one point.
Yeah, that's definitely the idea, Emily. My concern is this, that when people retire and start taking their money out of the TSP, they're not taking all the money out at once. And so, you know, someone who retires at 62 might be taking money out of the TSP for the next 30 years. And it means that some of the money they have in the TSP is a very long-term investment, and some of it is a very short-term investment, you know, the funds they might need to take out in a year or two or three or four or 5 years. And the L funds don't really take that into account. They put 74% of your investments in the fund that has the lowest rate of return historically. So people need to be prepared for that. They need to know that the L funds don't know anything about their particular circumstances, when they need to start taking the money out, how much they're going to need to take out, how much growth they need to generate even while they're still working. But I would say this. I think the bill that's before that the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee just passed, which changes the default option for new employees from the G fund to what they call the age-appropriate L fund, I think that's a great idea. I think it's a much better investment than the G fund for new employees.
But within the L fund, can you manually change the mix to what you think is really, you know, age-appropriate? Sounds like a toy store. But is it really, can you make it customized to what you think your actual circumstances are?
You have no control. This is going to happen automatically. And it's not only the investor doesn't have any control, no one has control. They have decided in advance how the allocation is going to change. It has nothing to do with what's going on in the stock or bond market. And as a result, it's just completely automatic through the life of the fund. And the L income fund, it's always going to be the same allocation.
And with the bill at hand, how would they pick the target date? Is it when you turn 65?
You know, it's very interesting, Emily. They're going to do it in the way Congress does a lot of things. They told the TSP to figure it out.
Well, that's probably wise.
they did not say how you choose the age-appropriate fund. They said the TSP should decide that.
It goes by pure age and not your emotional maturity in any way, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's part of the problem because, you know, listen, federal employees, some of them retire at 62, and as you know, some of them work until 70 and even in their 80s. I mean, one of the unique things about being a federal employee is you don't have to retire at a certain age. So it makes a big difference. And, you know, how much money you're going to need from your investments to live on, you know, the percentage you might be withdrawing and for how long, of course, is tremendously dependent upon whether you retire at 62 or 72 or 82. Someone who retires at 82, very small need, much smaller need for money from the TSP than someone who retires at 62.
We're speaking with Art Stein, and he is a certified financial planner and investment manager. We're speaking about life cycle funds. So it seems like the life cycle fund is good to get people started when they enter the government and perhaps when they're learning all about these benefits. But once you're feeling a little bit more settled and comfortable, is there an easy way to adjust it or perhaps pick a different mix that would suit you better over the long run?
Well, you can always switch, from whatever life cycle fund you're in to another life cycle fund or any combination of the five traditional funds that you want. So you do have that control. And, yeah, I agree with you. It's a great way to get people started. Presumably they're younger, and when they start out, 90% of the money is going to be in the stock funds, which seems appropriate to me. And later on in their life, they should do some financial planning and actually either decide on their own or hire a financial planner to help them decide, well, what allocation of TSP funds makes sense for me now, and when I retire, what allocation would make sense for me? Like I say, I strongly support the bill. I think it's a great idea because what we saw, according to TSP at least, is a lot of people started out all their money going into the G fund and then just left all their money going into the G fund. And to be doing investments every 2 weeks in small amounts in the G fund just doesn't make any sense. Those new investments you can be more aggressive with because if the market goes down, well, it's actually good for you when you're investing on a biweekly basis.
So everyone's circumstances are different, and notwithstanding how well-intentioned this law is, it doesn't take into account that people's risk tolerance varies from individual to individual. And as you say, your particular circumstances, even if you're a federal employee, could change. So what's your advice for life cycle investing, small L, aside from the L fund? What should people generally be doing at different stages in their life to make sure that their investments match what it is they need most?
With my investment clients, what I do is look at when they're likely to need money from their investments. And, sometimes we use a bucket strategy, like if we think they're going to need X amount of money every year from their retirement accounts when they're retired, we would take the money they're going to need in the next 5 years and invest it one way, the money they're going to need the next 6-10 years, invest in a slightly less conservative way, and the money they're going to need 10, 20, 30 years in the future, that's something we can and should be more aggressive with, because historically, and of course past performance, no guarantee of future performance, but historically, stocks have outperformed bonds over long periods of time. Now, there have been very long periods of time, 10-plus years when they didn't. But still, that's, we have several hundred years of history on that.
And then as people get older, I don't know if manually is the right word, but you adjust that downward.
Absolutely.
Similar or to less risky, like the life cycle funds do. Is there... I'm wondering if there's a difference in sort of fees or administration management when you pick a fund that does this all automatically versus when you handpick ones.
Not a meaningful difference in fees. But here's another meaningful difference, and I want to make sure that people understand this. When they start withdrawing money from the TSP, they're selling whatever fund they're in, G fund or a life cycle fund or the S fund, and then transferring that money to themselves. And if you have individual funds, say some in F, some in G, some in the C stock fund, you can decide when you need money which of those funds to sell. And I would say, someone withdrawing money today because the stock market was up, 30% last year, I would, we're supposed to buy low, sell high. Well, selling high would be taking money from the stock funds. And if you were taking money out in 2008 when the market had crashed, I would say take the money out of the G fund. Don't sell funds that have gone down in value. The life cycle funds do not allow that. When you sell, when you take money out of a life cycle fund, presumably the income fund, they're going to send you 74% of the money from the G fund, 20% of the money from the stock funds, and 6% of the money from the F fund, even though that might not be the best withdrawal allocation that particular year. And that's a big loss in flexibility and efficiency.
And just as a reminder, at what age do you have to mandatorily start taking withdrawals from the TSP?
Well, at 70, the year you reach age 70 and a half, you start have to take out a minimum amount of money from the TSP unless you're still working for the federal government. And then you can postpone that. Those are called the required minimum withdrawals.
Art Stein is a certified financial planner and investment manager in Bethesda. Art, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom and Emily. I appreciate it.